Kirsten Flagstad spent the war in Norway, and it wasn't until December of 1946 that the Norwegian government gave her a passport to leave. She immediately went to France and performed several concerts there in January of 1947. But the second country she visited was Great Britain, and she gave a concert at the Royal Albert Hall on February the 6th, 1947, that was broadcast by the BBC. Now we will hear the narrative and curse from Tristan and Isolde that was part of that concert. The conductor is Carl Rankel.
Carl Rankel, who had left the platform, has just returned, escorting the soloist Kirsten Flagstad, who will now sing Isolde's narration from Tristan and Isolde.
Yeah.
Flax had returned to Covent Garden in 1948, where she sang Brunhilde und die Walküre, as well as Isolde. She also made several recordings for HMV in the studio and visited the BBC studios to record for broadcast. Here is Schubert's Der Atlas, recorded on the 5th of July 1948 at the BBC studios. In the summer of 1950, the BBC broadcast its first ever Ring cycle. Among the cast were Constance Shacklock, Sylvia Fisher, Ludwig Weber, Setz van Hoorn, Andreas Boehmer, and, of course, Kirsten Flagstad as Brunhilde. Fortunately, a reasonably large amount of this ring has been preserved, and there are hopes that the entire thing might actually still exist. We'll hear some extracts from this 1950 ring. First of all, we will hear Brunhilde's battle cry, Heil to Ho, from the opening of Act Two of Die Walküre. The performance was recorded on the 21st of June 1950.
Thank you.
Flagstad's Siegfried was the Swedish tenor Seth Svanholm, and here we will hear them in the end of Act 3 of Siegfried from the 23rd of June 1950. The third and final extract of this ring cycle is part of the immolation scene in Act 3 of Götterdämmerung from the 26th of June 1950. When Flagstaff returned to Covent Garden in 1951, she sang the part of Fidelio. Here we have an extract from Act 1 from the performance of the 21st of May 1951.
Oh!
On the 29th of May 1951, the BBC broadcast Tristan and Isolde. This would be Flagstad's last recorded performance of Tristan, although she would record the opera complete in the studio the following year. We will hear the Liebestod from Act 3.
Thank you.
Flagstaff's last performance at Covent Garden came on the 22nd of June 1951, and it was in the role of Kundry in Parsifal. And in fact, this would actually be her last performance of the role of Kundry. Kundry was a role that had been in Flagstaff's repertoire since the 1930s in New York, and yet is one of her least recorded roles. The only other example of her on stage in this opera comes from a very poor quality Met recording in 1938. We will hear part of the Act II duet between Kundry and Parsifal.
Oh,
Although Flagstaff had retired from the world's major opera houses by 1951, she continued to sing the role of Dido in Dido and Aeneas at London's Mermaid Theatre in 1951, 52 and 53. Her last performance came on June the 5th, 1953. Here we will listen to Dido's final aria, Thy Hand, Belinda, and the speech that Flagstaff gave at the end of the performance.
I hope you noticed that I, on the very last, remember me, I looked at all of you and wanted to say goodbye. And that's what I meant. It's been a hard evening for me, but a very happy one as well. I've been on the stage for so many, many, many years now that I think it's time I go away. No. I've done all the beautiful roles within my range. And to finish up with Dido is a special treat. I know many people wanted me to stop singing with Isolde or Brunhilde. Well, I don't want to be heroic, the last words I have to sing to you. But I thought with this lament, which is one of the most beautiful things ever written, both the words and the music, I thought that was a proper goodbye to the stage. Yeah. Thank you all for your support and kindness.
Although she had retired from the stage, Flagstad continued to sing and to record in the studio for a number of years. Her final public performance came at the Proms in 1957, where she participated in a Grieg concert singing a series of Grieg songs. We will now listen to the final song that she sang in public, Grieg's Jeg elsker deg, recorded on the 7th of September 1957.
I love thee, leave it.
Yeah.
reception, given here, as it were in the other hall, to Kirsten Klagstad, the Norwegian soprano, comes back onto the stage.